This is God and Autobiography, the podcast, a dramatic adaptation of the book God and Autobiography as Told to a Philosopher by Jerry L. Martin. He was a lifelong agnostic, but one day he had an occasion to pray. To his vast surprise, God answered in words. Being a philosopher, he had a lot of questions, and God had a lot to tell him. Episode 33. It is one thing to hear, or think you hear, the voice of God. It is another to encounter Jesus, or at least his image. That also happened to me very early, even before I was asked to be a new Elijah and tell God's story. As unusual an experience as it was, it did not actually feel strange. I was driving home from work, stopped at a red light, and a somewhat transparent image appeared beyond the windshield. It was the face of a man, 30-ish, and oddly enough, fair. Shouldn't he have been darker? And clean-shaven. Shouldn't he have had a beard? He had extraordinarily kind eyes. Somehow, I seemed to know who he was. I asked, not out loud, "You are Jesus?"
"Yes."
"You are God?"
"Yes."
"You want something of me?"
"I want you to believe in me."
I felt surrounded by the presence of love and asked, "What does that involve?"
"Having faith in me."
"To do what?"
"To heal, to touch, to save, to love."
He looked very sweet, almost feminine. "Are you androgynous?"
"Yes, you might say so. I combine elements of my father and elements of my divine mother."
"Mary?"
"No, my divine mother, the feminine aspect of the Godhead."
He would not have shown up, I thought, unless there was something he wanted of me. "Is there something you want me to do?"
"Yes, I will tell you later. That's all for now. But I give you my healing grace."
When I got home, I asked God, "Lord, did you send Jesus to me?"
"Yes."
"Why?"
"Isn't it obvious? You need to know him. He can help you in your work and in your life. He is the pure embodiment of love, a great resource and treasure for humankind, for all who believe in him, including the Jews, if they will but make use of him. They don't need to give up their Jewishness, their traditions, their historicity to do this, or their rejection of Christian and other persecutions, or their honoring of those persecuted."
God seemed to be responding to my anxiety about upsetting my Jewish wife. A few days later, Jesus appeared again. I guess I didn't recognize him, because I asked, "Who are you?"
"I am Jesus of Nazareth."
"Are you God?"
"Yes."
"Are you the only one who's God?"
"Yes."
"Why are you in this world?"
"I have a face. You can see it. God is too distant. It leads to great misunderstandings. He cannot appear directly to people." I can.
You said he, as if God were other.
He is both other and me. You need to revamp your concepts. They're not adequate to the facts.
You look soft, gentle, loving, slightly feminine.
Yes, I am love. I have a combined nature of God the Father and my mother, the healing force of the universe.
You also look sad, a heavy look.
I carry many burdens, and I care about those who suffer.
Did the crucifixion hurt?
Of course.
Do you carry the suffering of the world?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Think about it. I suffer for all mankind. I carry the burden of the fallenness of the world, of its rending, its being torn. I would like to heal it, but I can't do it alone. I need your help, the help of all mankind.
What caused the fall?
Sin. Men and women are quite extraordinary, beautiful creatures. They reflect the glorious handiwork of God, and we love them deeply, but they are also deeply flawed. That was a disappointment. We did not realize the implications of their finitude, that these magnificent energies could lead them into such error and neglect of God. The will is both their strength and their weakness. The terrible force of sexuality is both God's greatest blessing and greatest curse, because it leads to such troubles. The mending will lie in my erotic power, which is the power of union, the power to make whole, to create connections where they are now frayed. But it is not easy, because people enjoy not being whole, not being healed and connected to God. They constantly work both toward and away from God. That is their privilege and their curse.
How do you help?
By love. I love mankind, as does my Father. I love them visibly in the flesh, as one human being to another. I have literally felt their pains, suffered their wounds, felt the sorrow of separation from them.
Does that mean that people must believe in you or they cannot be saved?
That is nonsense. They can believe in God and relate to him directly or indirectly in many ways. But they can get the benefit of my love only if they are open to it.
I knew I was not open to it. Jesus represented the maudlin, bloody, unconvincing Christ of my childhood. I had left that Jesus far behind and had no interest in returning. But when I prayed again to God, I was told,
"Listen to Jesus. He can help you. Do not forget his abiding, healing presence. You need what he has to offer, radiant love. Talk to him now."
Jesus, please give me your love, and Abigail, and my family as well. What would you have of me, Jesus?
Have peace in your soul. All will be revealed. Everything is unfolding according to God's plan. You were worried about me, about Abigail's reaction, but also from feelings lingering from your childhood. Do not be afraid. Abigail is a special friend of mine. She understands me as few do.
Abigail is Jewish and loves the people of Israel and the Hebrew Bible, but also loves country gospel, the New Testament, and Jesus. not to mention Gandhi.
Your own childhood experience of religion was crude and fragmentary. Do not cling to it in your rejection of it. Start anew in your understanding of me. Abigail will guide you. Talk to her about me. I am no threat to Jews. I fulfill part of God's promise to them. The fact that my own followers have persecuted them is no sign of my lack of love for them. I am a Jew and their Messiah. It is all right with me if they do not accept that. I do not hold it against them. They are doing their best, and they, the religious ones, are keeping their covenant with God. The others are no better and a bit more fallen than other secular people. They had more to lose, a precious gift they are throwing away. But my heart remains open, and after many wounds are healed, their hearts will open too. Do not neglect my story as Messiah. It is a key part of the overall picture you were being guided toward. There are many sources of inspiration, but my love, is central to them all.
Praying to God again, I asked, Lord, what is the meaning of this emphasis on Jesus and on letting him into my heart?
You can't write about his message and role without experiencing it, any more than you could have written about the Atman without experiencing it. The task is transformational, not just a third-party look at the structure of the universe. The heart of reality is transformation. Just as the eye is to see, the universe is to heal.
At this early stage, I was still uncomfortable with anything that sounded weird. Lord, I am feeling resistant. How can I go about opening my heart?
You know how. Relax and practice, and give it time. Keep at it.
I turned to address Jesus. Jesus, gosh, what I feel when I address you, almost tearful. What would you suggest?
Just relax. Remember that I am in your heart already.
Then I went back to God. Lord, I feel my inner recesses opening up as if my heart were building more conduits. My soul's inner arteries or membranes are filling up with your spirit or love. Connecting with the Atman seems to take one out of oneself, a withdrawal, whereas Jesus' love brings something in. We have to flow into God and let God flow into us, East and West combined.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to God and Autobiography, the podcast. The words of God and Jesus are spoken by Jerry L. Martin, who heard the voice. He can be reached at godandautobiography.com. The narration and dialogue of Mr. Martin are spoken by Scott Langdon, who also edited, mixed, and engineered this episode. He can be reached at thescottlangdon.com. You can read the original true story in the book from which this podcast was adapted, God and Autobiography as Told to a Philosopher by Jerry L. Martin, available now at amazon.com and always at godandautobiography.com. Pick up your own copy today.